Hello, my name is Amanda, and welcome to This Organized Home. Hello, everyone. It is fantastic to have you all here today. I am really excited to share this interview with Erin, who is really doing it all. Erin shows how you can balance motherhood with ambition and personal achievement. This beauty, who is industry trained in multiple areas as a clever interior stylist and has built her own real estate agency from the ground up, has now moved into the world of fashion with her new company, which is featured in Marie Claire, InStyle, and Daily Mail. She is a motivation, and I am so thankful for all that she has shared with us today. I have truly learned so much, and I know that she will inspire you to be the best that you can be as well.
Hi, Erin. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So have you had your glass of water?
I did this morning. I have every morning when I wake up, I fill up a big water bottle, like 600 ml with hot water and lemon.
Oh, beautiful.
Because at least if I get busy throughout the day, I'm like, at least I've had that.
Is it a liter?
Oh, it's about like 600, 700 ml. Yeah. So
that's fantastic.
It's a good start to the day. I've just got in that habit. And it makes a difference when you haven't had water throughout the day.
Absolutely. Okay, so I would love for you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your family.
Okay. Do you want me to start from the very beginning?
Yeah, fill us all in, yeah.
Okay, so I guess I started with a PR and marketing background. Yeah. A while ago now, going on a good like 10 years ago. And then I did a lot of internships and I couldn't get a job after that. I went from internship to internship, and then a lot of the companies, like is it called ATAR now?
Yes.
Like a lot of, like, the ATAR is huge for PR now because there just wasn't enough jobs in the industry. Yeah. So basically I left that, I was like, stuff this pretty much. And then I ended up, because I had a medical background, like I worked as a medical receptionist, I was a practice manager, I opened doctor surgery. So kind of combined the two, worked for a couple of medical companies in marketing. And then I had my daughter. So she just turned six.
The first year of school this year?
First year of school, so I've had her, and then I realized I wasn't doing something that I really loved, and I've always been really ambitious, and I'm like, I need something that makes me thrive.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with property. I did Cherie Barber's Renovating for Profit, and I did a few other things like styling courses and fell in love with it, and I was like, okay, how can I make this into a career? So I was like, all right, well, real estate.
Yeah.
That would be the next thing. So I ended up working for a really great company within the area. And in hindsight, I didn't stay there long enough. And I actually just put out an IGTV about this. And coming to – I was there probably about a year before I left and created my own agency. And what I wanted to do was combine property styling, because I was a really great stylist and I was styling for the agency I was working for as well as the real estate. So I was doing the real estate stuff, and then I was contracting as a stylist as well. So I was like, I want to make a company, an agency where I style for free as part of the real estate service, because I was looking at a lot of real estate agents in the area and I'm like, what exactly are they doing for their clients? And seeing a lot of people who were selling their houses, they were really unhappy as the industry as a whole. So I thought, okay, I can do it better. And so I started this agency. I did it for about a year. I put a lot of money into it. And then I was literally 10 months pregnant pretty much, because, you know, it's 9 months and then a bit. And then I was trudging up and down these stairs trying to sell this house 2 days before my planned cesarean section. And I realized I hated it. I couldn't sell this house. I just thought, like, initially I was like, you know, all you have to do is present a property really well and it will sell. And of course I got this shittest house. There was like only on-street parking. There was huge stairs going leading up to the front. Yeah, there was no privacy in the backyard. It was bad. And it was in Berkeley, which I, like, it's an up-and-coming suburb, but, like, I struggled. And then the owner was like, we're going to take it off the market. We had agreed upon her paying back the marketing costs. I put about 5,000 of my own money, 5,000-6,000. And then she'd all of a sudden forgot about that. And she's like, well, where's the contracts? And I hadn't written it in properly. So anyway, this is all 2 days before my plan sees up.
Yeah,
and I was just like, this doesn't make me happy.
Yeah, good on you.
And I had to realize, you know, I was in tears. And my, like, Jono, he was just like, don't worry about it. You know, you've got bigger things to worry about right now. We'll deal with it after. I'll go and get all your furniture out, because I had the furniture and I was, that's what I was doing, I was styling. And then after I had the baby, I'm just like, it's not worth it. It's not worth doing something that I didn't enjoy. And yeah, I think that it was a big realization, but I think when you can kind of come out of yourself and realize something that it's not filling you up and be able to walk away from it, I think that's a big thing. So yeah, so
is that how you thought of glamour glasses?
Yeah, so I was at home with the baby and I'm just like, I need something else that's gonna make me happy and going to bring me joy that I can work from home. And I always wanted to do e-commerce. Like, I loved it years ago. Like, me and my best friend, we were going to make back when Instagram first started, and I kick myself we didn't do it, because I'm like, God, we would be billionaires by now. We were going to do a coconut oil, like Labang body, that had just started. And I've used coconut oil forever. Like, Miller's grandparents, they're Samoan. And so, like, coconut oil used for everything. And it was only just starting to be made into products, I guess, in like Western cultures. And so I was going to make this body oil, like a tanning oil made out of coconut oil. And it just didn't work out at the time. And I just pushed it aside and I'm like, that's not a real career. That's not a real job. That would just be a hobby.
So you essentially didn't really even, like, trust yourself as well.
No, absolutely not. But that was a while ago. Like, I'm 32 in 2 weeks and I'm only just starting to have the confidence in myself. So as a 26-year-old girl, or I guess woman, I couldn't see that.
Yeah.
And society tells you, like, you should do it a certain way. Like, I went to uni, I didn't get a job. Okay, so what, like, in what I was doing in the PR marketing, well, not something that I kind of set my standards to, what's something else that's favorable among the community?
Yeah.
You know, so I guess, yeah. So I didn't do it, went on to do real estate, and here I am years later, and I'm a big believer that, you know, your past kind of laid out for you.
Yeah.
And you will take, you know, turns along the way.
I think you need to experience those experiences in order to then have those opportunities in the future.
Yes.
And you're doing so well with this new company.
Thank you.
So, like, having the baby, having the family, it's inspired you to finally take that leap and establish it.
Yeah.
Now, Instagram, using Instagram as a marketing tool can be really difficult.
Yes. I have struggled.
And time consuming, let alone using Instagram, but just establishing a new company essentially is really time consuming. So how are you managing that with the family? Like, super mom.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But it's a struggle in the beginning, because I've always been somebody who, I've been on the go. When I was at full-time uni, I was also working full-time at a doctor's surgery.
Yeah.
As a undisclosed practice manager, I've got an article on it. Basically, I opened up the surgery from scratch. I was only like 19, 20 years old. A couple of doctors asked me to leave with them, and then I was working 12-hour days, and I was doing all the practice manager roles, but I hired a staff member, and she was made practice manager.
Okay.
Inverted commas, like that was her role, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, that's my job. They were still getting me to do all her tasks, but. And anyway, long story short, one of the doctors, his morals and values were that you're too young. You can't have that title. You're a young woman, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I was going to uni full-time and then working as well. And yeah, and so I've always been somebody that's done a lot at once. So when I had the baby, like when I was doing real estate, I was also working at a doctor's surgery as well.
Yeah.
And I worked up there. I was going to work the day before, but then I was like, oh, I've got to go get my bloods. I better have a day off in between.
Yeah.
So I like to be busy, and I thrive off getting shit done, basically. I don't know. So then when I was at home with the baby, I was like a week after my Caesar, and I'm like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I need something to focus my mind on, or I'm going to go insane.
Yeah.
And Jono's just telling me, like, you need to sleep. And I'm like, no, I need to be building something and working towards something. So I guess I don't really have a balance, and I don't really switch off. I'm just used to going all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you've got the two now. And what's their age gap?
5 and a bit years. Wow. So Rome's 8 months and Miller just turned 6.
So are you comfortable with that age gap? Like, do you think there's a perfect age gap on it?
Yeah, you know what? Different. It's difficult because I feel like I've started all over again. And I'm like, she's just got to the point where I don't, like, if she's hungry and she's harping me, I'm like, go get your own food.
Yeah.
You know, go do this for yourself. I'm working, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, I've got the baby, and I'm like,
he's on the precipice of crawling.
And so I'm like, oh, you know, if we're going to have any more, I'm like, maybe it should be sooner rather than later, because the big age gap. But in saying that as well, it wasn't the right time in my life to have kids before, and that I've had a big learning curve with her while she was little. So
beautiful. So I really admire that you are showing all of us the different stages and of how to establish a company through your Instagram. What is the biggest thing? If you could put it down to one thing, what's the biggest thing you have learned so far with establishing a new company?
Oh, can I swear?
Prefer She's going not. To swear, everyone.
Go for it. Get used to and expect the fuck ups.
Yeah.
Like, so much goes wrong. And I talk about this a lot to my followers on Instagram. And initially, like in the beginning, even with my own business, if some little thing happened, I would just cry. I'd be in bed for days. Like, it was devastating. And then it happens again, and you're like, oh, maybe I'm not cut out for this. And then it happens again, you're like, oh my God, you know, like, what's going on? So in this business, you know, having my own, you know, agency before, and so this is really my second proper business, I guess you'd say, when I get knocked down, I get back up a lot quicker. Like, the more things that go wrong, the more hurdles, the more failures, and this is what I'm trying to normalize, you get over it a lot quicker, and you don't think when it happens something's wrong with me and I'm not cut out for this. You think this is just a part of it.
Yeah.
So you've got all these stepping stones, and you might fall off a couple. Actually, you're going to fall off most of them along the way, but you're going to eventually get there. And that's what makes the difference is expecting and knowing that it's normal and it's going to happen. I think that's the biggest difference, because you don't just walk away when it happens.
Yeah. Don't let it get to you.
Yeah.
So if you had one piece of advice to give to someone who wanted to start a company from scratch, what would that be?
Expect that 70% of the time it's going to be a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And 30% of the time it's going to be the good stuff.
Do you think people have to have that money to back them?
It certainly helps, but it's not a prerequisite.
There's ways around it.
Absolutely. Like, if you can start small, which is exactly what I did, I didn't have huge amounts of money to throw into it. I got my first little order. I sold out within 24 hours, and then I was out of stock for like a month.
Wow.
But that's what I had to do. Yeah. You know, you can, you don't have to get the best packaging from the get-go. I got really crappy packaging from the start.
Yeah.
And yeah, and eventually I build it up. So the more money that comes in, and that's what I've been doing, is putting every cent back in to the business, so then I can get more stock and I can get better packaging. So it's definitely, yeah, especially with e-commerce these days, like, you're not paying for a storefront. You're not paying $500 to $1,000 a week.
You're paying for the app of a shopping cart on your webpage. Yeah. It's a whole different ballgame. I totally understand. And I'll put the link to Erin's company, Glamour Glasses, in my show notes too, so you can all jump on board and have a beautiful look at her beautiful website. Family life. Let's get into it. So running around with young kids, especially your daughter beginning school this year, what have you learned so far? How do you do it?
It's tough. Yeah. It's definitely not easy. And I'm like, yesterday, for example, I struggled. I was trying to get this. I've made a new website. I'm part of this. I have a coach and we've got to go over everything basically. So I spent all day trying to get this done. The baby's up and down. He will only sleep for half an hour at a time. You know, you put him down and then he's crying because he's dropped his toy. So you're up and down all the time. And I find it really hard to focus. Like, I'm a really creative person. Mm-hmm. I need to be sitting down and it's going to take me at least.
You have your space.
Yeah. So great, and it takes me so long to focus in on what I'm doing. So I need a good 10 minutes to start. And then if I get interrupted, it's like, you know, up and down. And so when I picked my daughter up from school yesterday, and she's at their age where she's just constantly talking, and I'm like, honey, okay, mummy's trying to do work. Like, I've really got to get this done. And then so yesterday I was kind of, yeah, I wasn't present much yesterday. And then this morning when I dropped her off at school, like I was telling you before, I thought I'd drop her off early. I'll go to the bakery. I'll get some, you know, I'll be a good host for you and get you some good food.
No, no, no.
But then she didn't want me to go. We had 15 minutes before the bell went.
Beautiful, we had that time.
And she wanted me to stay. And I thought, no, I've got to go. And then I thought, no, after yesterday, I owe her this time. So it's hard because I find it really hard to balance, but I guess you just take it day by day.
That mum guilt is like next level.
Yeah.
You try so hard to not have it.
Yeah.
And to, but then they're tiny and they're little for such a short amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So
when it comes to the logistics, pickups, drop-offs, sick days, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does anyone in your family do that particular? Are you the one who does it all?
Yes.
And does your partner chip in? Like, how do you guys communicate?
Well, he's at work.
Yeah. He's an early bird worker, isn't he?
He is. So he's in the building construction industry, like your hubby. Yeah. So they're gone early and they're coming home. He finishes at 3:30. So depending where he works, he's not there for pickups.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he has a rainy day or something, then he'll go get her. But I guess that's why I built the business I have, so that I'm able. It's
flexible.
It's flexible and I am able to be there for the things I need to be there for.
Yeah, so that's excellent. When it comes to home life, do you and your partner have any set division of labor? Like, is he the gardener or you're the washer? I don't know.
We, I guess, and I say we lightly, I mean him.
Yeah.
He's very traditional in the sense, like, his Croatian heritage, you know, like that European sense of a man's role. Mm-hmm. And your hubby may be like this too. He does the building stuff and he does the fixing stuff.
The fun pack stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I will do the housework stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not so traditional. I think it's a modern day. I'm working too, you know, so I'm really trying to train him, and him and his mum will laugh because she, you know, Croatian mother, she does everything. Like, he's 26 years old and she will still order his food for him. If we're at home and he wants a pizza, she'll order it for him, or, you know, and I'm trying to train him, like, you can do something for yourself, you know. So it's quite funny. But in another sense as well, I just sometimes he needs a little nudge. I'm like, hey, I really need your help today. Like yesterday, I'm like, I really need you to like cover the kids and, you know, get it sorted for me so then I can really focus on my work. So we work well as a team in that sense, and he's definitely someone I can rely on to get stuff fixed. Especially. Because there's not many men like that around in the world today.
And it's nice to know that even though you have your own bits and pieces that you do in your home, but you can rely on them to actually participate and help out if you need it.
Yeah.
So who makes the lunch boxes?
Oh, I do.
Oh, queen.
I do it in the morning. So that it's nice and fresh. And
have you gone like from doing none to having to do five a week?
Well, every we day. Don't. Well, I don't.
You don't. Yeah.
This is the thing, because I only really do. Well, Rome's still not eating. Like, you know, I'll blend up his pumpkin and then I'll put it in containers and pop it in the freezer. He's easy at the moment. So it's just Miller, really, myself. Sometimes I'm doing three meals and that's a struggle.
So what time do you wake up?
Baby wakes up around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
That's your start of day?
Yep. So I'm awake early and I think that helps. It's not like I don't have a baby and I wake up at 7 o'clock and then we've got to get out the door in an hour and a half. And, you know, so I'm getting myself ready. I'm getting her lunch ready, feeding the baby. He goes down for a sleep, get her ready for school.
Yeah. Beautiful. As a family, do you guys do many activities together?
Yeah, we do. Not a huge amount. Because we're all working so much, and Miller is at her nan's house like every second weekend. When we do, one of my favorite things to do, I guess as a working mum, I like to go to Flip Out or Inflatable World. They've got free Wi-Fi, they've got coffee, the kids can run around and I can do my work at the same time. So it's a bit of sanity. Otherwise, over summer, we've loved going to the pool. We put Rome in a couple of times. He's got his little floaty. So that's what we've been doing here, and movies, normal kind of stuff.
That's beautiful. So when it comes to budgeting for a family of four, especially juggling with a new business, do you, and well, you've been on maternity leave too, you got to throw that into it. Do you have any advice on how to effectively budget with the family?
I wouldn't say this is my strong point.
Everyone's different. Everyone's so unique with it. I know people that have percentages. They work off, you know, 30% of their wage they delegate to utilities, and then all they always make sure the mortgage is paid, etc.
One thing that I've noticed has made a big difference is when, because we bought about a year ago, Christmas the year before. And so we were renting prior to that, and we were getting all the quarterly bill, like your land rates, your water, even that electricity. And we were like, you know, every couple of months you feel like you just pay something off and then something else is coming. So we've really allocated an account for all those bills. So we'll add it up. Okay, so I'll estimate a year and then break it up over the 52 weeks. And then we're adding that money in every week. So obviously mortgage goes first and then bills account goes next. And then, I don't know, we don't really have a budget. We should. I've read like the Barefoot Investor.
I remember when I first met you, you were reading that book.
Yeah, I have good intentions.
Do you have any key takeaways from that book that you remember? Or implementing it? Did you try to implement that in your life?
I set the accounts up, but at the moment, the way that the business is going, every spare cent is going into it. So I'm like, this isn't really a time to try and budget, because I'm just, we're throwing everything at that at the moment to try and get it up and running to a point where it's...
it's really like your third baby, this business,
isn't it is. So, but I did set up the accounts, and I have he does advise you to go with ING, and I'm so impressed with them. That's probably a good tip. They're, especially as a business, paying international fees. I was with Commonwealth before and I was getting slugged with like $15 international transaction fees. ING rebates every single cent. They'll rebate every single, so the money will come out and then it will go straight back in.
Yeah, so doing your research on who you actually are banking with, it makes a significant difference in your life. All right, let's move on to some self-care, because that is like epic. You need to have self-care, or at least work towards incorporating self-care into your life.
Yeah.
What gets you motivated every day? Is there one thing in particular? Is it that cup of coffee that gets you motivated, or is it that cuddle from Mila?
Yeah. I'd probably say my pre-workout in the morning, because I'm not a huge coffee fan.
Yeah.
But my pre-workout with my caffeine, I have it every morning, and that's just my get up and go.
Yeah.
And I just have a little bit of time. I scroll Instagram. I'm actually getting better at that because it's taking up too much time.
Yeah.
What
motivates you to stay motivated throughout the day? Just because you know how we all have those peaks when the 3 o'clock time hits or you're picking up, Mila.
I guess I don't really wait for the motivation because I've learned, especially as you get older, the motivation is declining hugely. I just make myself do it.
Good girl.
And that's just how I keep going with everything. I just know that if I don't do it, it's going to be harder the next day.
That's perfect. So do you do anything specific for you? Do you go to get a facial once a month, massage? Do you have a little special treat that you do that's just for you and not for the family?
Not as much as I would like to, but I do love that kind of stuff. I like to get like dermapens and a lot of look after my skin.
Yeah.
And that's something I've always done and I think I'll always continue to do. But I think self-care for me is, you know, like tanning and making sure my hair is done, like all the simple stuff that can get away from you as a mother. And then you're feeling crap about yourself and you're like, why? You know, like, oh, I didn't go to the gym today. And, you know, like I was going to F45 and then I wasn't losing weight. And then I was just like, stop this. I'm not going anymore. Like I've gone to the gym, you know, like for 10 years or longer since I was like 18. And then I realized how crappy I felt when I stopped going. So I'm like, okay, non-negotiable for me, unless we have something on like today, for example, I'm going to the gym. If I'm not losing weight, that's okay. But it's the difference in how I feel.
Absolutely. It makes such a difference in your attitude and your approach, because it's something that you're doing for you. You're moving and you're working your body.
Yeah.
If not doing that, then you're going to feel like terrible. Do you feel follow like a really healthy lifestyle?
I try to.
I'll just tell everyone we have a beautiful plate of Tim Tams in front of us right now when I ask that question. But it's true that do you like with your dinners and everything that you make for the family?
I try to. Dinners are kind of hit and miss. I found as kids get old with my child, as she's gotten older, she won't eat the things she used to eat, like the vegetables, the wholemeal, the brown rice and the brown pasta. And she's just like chicken nuggets. And, you know, so I guess as a mother, as a parent, you try and go for the healthier, you know, like chicken breast nuggets. I don't actually know if they're healthier, but, you know, you kind of justify it, I guess. I try and eat healthier and I've gone to a naturopath. Like I've always eaten like a low carb diet, but I think during pregnancy it's so hard. Like with both my pregnancies I've had really big sugar cravings, and Jono loves his takeaway, so it's so hard for me to try and have that balance. Like I'll go shopping and I'm like, nah, I'm not buying anything for me, and then I'll be like so deprived. And I, like last night I had a pizza because I hadn't eaten since lunchtime and I was too busy working. I'm finding if I'm not organized, but I do try and plan my meals so at least they're just done and they're in the fridge. But yeah, I'm not meant to eat wheat and I'm not meant to eat sugar. I found out from a recent naturopath visit.
Yeah.
So
do you weekly grocery shop or fortnightly?
Or are you just dropping in? No, because you spend way too much money. I love Aldi.
Yep.
Aldi is my go-to, but living out in Unidera, there's no local Aldi. So I'm going to Woolies when I need to get just a couple of things, and I'm like, okay, five things, $130 later. I'm like, what is going on? Like,
this Have you tried delivery or like click and collect?
I used to do click and collect from Coles when we were in Shoal Harbour. It's just too far away now.
Yeah.
But I will just go, I just go as we need it. Like I'll try and do a bigger shop, whether that's a weekly or fortnightly, depending when the food's running out.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm a wing it girl.
Well, you've got your mind is just on so many other facets of your life. And it's just So before I get to my conclusion, my fast five, I did think of one question which was sparked when we're talking about Instagram and managing the time that you spend on Instagram. I get asked this question a fair bit because I'm a time blocker. I'm only on the gram a few minutes at a time because it can be so overwhelming and you get lost. You're swimming in it. So do you have a strategy or how do you kind of work your time on social media?
Also winging it. I've tried to put together a social media strategy, kind of like time batching. So I'm writing a blog post on something that I think my audience will find valuable. And then I'm writing like editing the post and then I'll write like a tip and a like a summary.
Yeah.
And then I make them into like stories and then IGTV and still
get most out of one thing, one concept.
I'm trialing it, but I find with myself I'm not a structure person and I'm not a routine person.
I love that about you. I love the fact that because everyone is so different and just how you are making it work so brilliantly in your own beautiful way. And it's really inspiring. Especially just, do you have like, how many hours do you think you spend working on the gram?
Good question.
Yeah. Do you ever get that that application on your phone that comes up and it says to you how much time
I used to spend a lot more than I do now. I've literally I've stopped scrolling and I've stopped reading stories because I'm just like it's just taking up too much of my time. What I like is how on stories on my business page, you can just put it on and then you post it. It's quick. Like the longest thing it takes me to do is a caption or for me to try and figure out what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's quite quick in that sense of when I was doing my real estate stuff and I was trying to do videos, I was editing them and I was making up a cover photo and then you've got to upload it to YouTube, put it all together and da-da-da-da-da. So I think it's a lot more accessible and quick these days. I'd say I'd probably still spend a good 10 hours Monday to Thursday because I'm not really on it Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's it. Yeah, I try my hardest to have my Sunday. Yeah. I'm not on it at all. Do you find you compare much what you're doing, who you are?
I used to, and I think it comes with age as well and being more confident and self-assured and realizing like all these people, that's not their real life. You know, like it is in a sense, but like, you know, they're not showing the crap.
No.
Yeah. They're not showing everything. They're showing the highlights. They're showing the best. That one photo, there might be 50 other photos behind that. Yeah.
And they've curated it to suit you.
Yeah.
And technically, it's an ad. Everything is an ad. And there's just that wall that people need to really accept it. Because when you accept and you know that, that's what you're after. That's what you're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I try and use my platform to, I guess, show women, because mainly my followers are women, show them that, hey, especially in the business world, it's not all rosy and it's not all wins. It's crap the majority of the time. It's so many down days. There's so many days you don't know what to do or, you know, how to fix something. Like I labeled myself in the beginning as a problem solver because I was just fixing problems constantly. So I think just knowing that one little snippet that you see of their day isn't their whole life.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, I'm going to enter my fast five, which obviously means what it means. Okay, so what is the easiest midweek meal either you or your partner cook?
Can I say takeaway? Perfectly. Ordering acceptable. A pizza that I don't have to order.
Is the pizza the type of genre, like the category of food?
I'd say takeaway is probably the easiest when I've got too much to do or the kids are just feral and we just need to have showers, food, then everyone's in their rooms.
Everyone's in bed, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Or Miller's pretty easy. I just try and, because she's quite fussy, so she doesn't like mixed meals like stir fry and I'm trying to get her to have more of that. But her dinner, I'm just going like frozen, you know, like the chicken breast chippies. She likes those with I try and put with a carb and vegetables. So yeah, she might just have some rice with it and then cucumber or something. So hers are pretty quick.
Do you eat as a family?
No.
she's tired. Not. She gets home from school and they're just exhausted.
Yeah. So baby has his dinner probably around 5 o'clock and he'll just have, he's still on pretty much mash or puree at the moment. So he'll just have some pre-made pumpkin that I've already done.
Planned and prepared. Yeah.
And then I'll make her dinner and then normally I'm the last to eat. Sometimes I'm just grabbing a snack.
Yeah.
I found that I used to, growing up, we had such big meals at dinner time and that was the norm. And I know in a lot of cultures, I'm pretty sure it's the other way around. Like they have huge breakfast and not as much at night. And I'm tending to lean to
better for your sleep.
Yeah. So I don't actually eat a lot towards the nighttime.
Wonderful, because you can actually get a better sleep in as well, through that. Do you have a really good money saving tip that you've experienced, saving money?
I don't think.
No, that's okay. Everyone's...
I don't think I'm that good a saver. I guess put it somewhere where it can't be touched.
Yeah.
Like open an account where you don't have the card for.
Forget about it.
Or we just put extra money on the mortgage.
That's a really smart idea. What is the easiest activity that you would do when you need to get the kids out of the house?
Easiest activity.
I'm going to go for a bushwalk or I'm just going to go for a bike ride or just a walk to the beach.
Yeah.
Or a play center. What's you can tell they're just ripping the walls on a weekend, for example.
Either the pool if it's a hot day
because
that's easy. Well, nothing's easy with a baby, but or
having a bag isn't easy with a baby.
Or a walk. I've been trying to get Miller to do more exercise.
Yeah.
And
has she got any extracurricular activities?
She's starting soccer this year. So, So I wanted her, because the girls did dancing, not gymnastics together. That's where we initially met. And while it was okay, I wanted her to do something more physical.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we did soccer. We just went to a soccer information trials out this way. And then, we've enrolled her to start I think it's exciting. April or something.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is an either or. Are you early mornings or late nights?
Early mornings.
Right. So what time do you get up then? I remember you saying before it was around 5 with the baby.
He's starting to sleep in a little bit more. So about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then I'm in bed by 10.
Beautiful. All right, last question. How do you fill up your cup? What's that one thing that you do for you?
Oh, interesting. I like to do a lot of self-improvement stuff. Is that the right word I'm looking for?
Joining that course lately, you were just saying?
Yeah, stuff like that gets me excited. And I know it's still work-related, but I thrive off it. Something like a Tony Robbins event or something like that. Just it's something to look forward to. Or I'm going to Melbourne in 2 weeks for a 2-day intensive seminar. And I'm getting so excited for it. I know it's
not what people... That's for you. It's filling up your cup.
And at other times, I'm like, I need to not focus on doing anything at all. And I'm going to go and get a puzzle from Big W and I'm going to work on this 1,000-piece puzzle. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
One or the other.
I love that about you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I would like to thank the beautiful Erin in sharing all the wonderful and motivating ways which you can really do it all. Being a mother, starting up and absolutely killing it at your own business. How motivating is that? If there is someone you know who needs that empowerment, who needs that motivation, that strength to balance parenting and beginning your own business, then please share this episode with them. All you need to do on your device is to tap the 3 dots on the right-hand side of the screen, which will bring up the share icon, making it easy for you to message them instantly. You can even share this episode directly on social media using the icon, and if you do, please tag me at #thisorganizedhome on Instagram so I can share it with everyone. I would like to thank Erin once again, and I hope you all have a fantastic day.